I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. A Facebook notification on Monday reminding people to register to vote is likely having a real effect. The state says it's already brought in 15,000 newly registered voters. When I went into the office of Secretary of the State Denise Merrill to interview her about the upcoming election, she and her staff were looking at new voter registration figures.
That surge has been amazing and probably the result of Facebook putting a posting on every Facebook page.
Merrill says that the state usually sees 3,000 or so new voter registrations a day around this time. After each Facebook posting, the numbers have been five times that.
This is a first, and we really didn't realize the power of that push. Facebook put a posting up a couple of weeks ago for the first time, and again, in one day, we had 15 or 18,000 people register to vote.
But Ethan Zuckerman says there's some reason for concern. He directs the Center for Civic Media at MIT.
Companies like Facebook are now actively encouraging people to vote. And on the one hand, that's great. We want full participation in the democratic process. We also know that efforts to mobilize voters tend to benefit the left rather than tending to benefit the right, particularly mobilization of voters through social media.
Zuckerman also worries that because social media sites know a lot about us, their efforts could be more calculated.
What happens if Facebook decides to send that push only to people on the left or only to people on the right? That would be an immense amount of power, given that company's reach.
However it plays out, Merrill says this year's voter registration numbers are the highest they've ever been. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.